Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Hurdle Apparel, high-tech socks, LER, lower extremity review, and MVP Parent Magazines, UK Health Radio across the pond. We got a great doubleheader. Jessica Beal-Stahl, she's a clinical sports pharmacist. She's a health writer, speaker, and educator. She returns. Then Dr. Sean Patel, he is the CEO of Prep Expert. I think that's what won Shark Tank for him. He'll be joining me. Then sports doctors in, some Dr. Bob Wisdom, a few emails. Jessica Beal-Stahl, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
You know, it's great when we had you back last time. Also, you know, Jessica played Division I volleyball. She's done Olympic weightlifting. So, you know, you really fit right into what you and I talked about was this new category of sports pharmacy.
I know. It's something a lot of people didn't think about. I didn't even know it existed when I was in school like 15 years ago, so I'll date myself. But it is definitely, I think, with the promotion of sports and just how much it's grown, both men and women, seeing roles of how pharmacists who go to school to understand how the body works, fitting in with athletes is kind of a natural fit. Not all pharmacists promote medications and believe that you should only use meds. So being able to help use those in the right way without compromising performance or having, you know, a doping scandal come up like they have recently is a really good role for a pharmacist to be a part of an athlete's care team.
Oh, absolutely. It's interesting because the title, sports pharmacy, I've had a pharmacy, and I had never thought or heard about the topic, and it's a terrific marriage, let alone when you were in school. We didn't hear about it last year, you know. And when you think about it, it's such a logical combination, the challenges of, you know, you can't watch television for 5 minutes without, if it's not a drug commercial, it's a diet commercial. Yes, over-the-counter medicines, incredibly, incredibly common and overused. And, of course, the world of sports, whether we're talking about the best athletes in the world or all of these adolescents, et cetera, we end up at, let alone the pain pill world and the opioid world, it's a terrific addition. How have your colleagues in the world of pharmacy as well as the world of medicine embraced this new inclusion?
It's been a warm welcome. I think there's a lot of pharmacists who didn't know that it existed. A lot of them were athletes of some level or still athletes, and they're like, oh my gosh, I love that. I've always wanted to step up and go talk to the high school or, you know, educate on the overuse of like NSAIDs or energy drinks or just, you know, not super complicated Olympians at some point, but, you know, just the regular general population all the way up to Olympians. So that has been a warm welcome. The other healthcare professionals have been like, it's a curiosity. Like, I never thought how to integrate a pharmacist in there. And I feel like we've had physicians, physical therapists, ATs, dietitians all start leaning in and being like, oh, I see how this could work. And like, not fearful of us taking anything away from them, but being able to support them at a much
you know,
higher level.
The world of sports nutrition is gigantic.
It's huge.
And the dietitian side and that whole nutritional side is a very, very big deal, and it always does include in some way, shape, or form. What about over-the-counter anti-inflammatory, mm-hmm. the kinds of drugs that are so, so common, the ibuprofens and the naproxens. I would have 100 volleyball girls, high school, college age, in front of me, and I'd say, who raises their hand who lives on over-the-counter? Half of them, two-thirds of them, because of so much of the overuse. So the education side that includes the nutrition, or like, I think it was the second sentence out of your mouth, which was, you know, learning about all aspects of how the body works in and out of sports. You know, if you were a Division I volleyball player, let alone an Olympic weightlifter, then you were around that topic your whole career yourself.
Yep, my whole career. And I think it's something that a lot of people don't think about is taking...
How much over-the-counter anti-inflammatories did you live on, Jessica?
I am not going to admit...
Perish the thought.
I beat myself up. I'm like, I don't know what I was doing because I didn't know. I feel like I'm trying to give back to the girl that I was that didn't know that you shouldn't take 8 ibuprofen every day.
Well, this is one of the biggest, again, for decades, oh, give or take a few weeks, on the sports doctor and my tremendous attention to the world of youth sports. This has always been a big-time problem, which was the overuse, the over-scheduling, the over-everything. You know, that if you, you know, by the time you got to Division I volleyball, you were already playing 12 days a week. And we, as a foot specialist, half the girls I saw in the world of volleyball, they were all knee problems. They were all foot-related knee problems. And again, so the educational side regarding the adding the holistic world to the pharmacy, adding also the Eastern medicine side, is I'm very, very glad to see that being included when we're talking sports pharmacy.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I read a research paper the other day that was talking about the overuse of how young they were having pitchers, baseball pitchers have Tommy John surgery, and they were down. Right. The average age was like 15 now. I was like, that is insane.
Yes. Big deal. Yes. One of my frequent guests, by the way, you're talking about that. He's just been writing about this. The team orthopedist of the Yankees, Dr. Chris Ahmad, has been a guest of mine. And he's been writing a whole series because it's the 50th anniversary of Tommy John surgery. And what you just said has been something that has been talked about for a decade or two. It's flabbergasting, again, because of the overuse and that kind of statistic. So this is where we're really expecting you guys in the world of sports pharmacy to make a big difference. The earlier the better, whether it's in educating parents, doctors, and or school systems, about the combination of factors that is. So I know you do a lot of writing, a lot of stuff. Is there a website, Jessica, people can go to about some of your writings?
I do a lot of my Instagram is pretty much, and that's Jess, J-E-S, B as in boy, _RX. Put some on my website, which is theathletespharmacist.com, and then SportsRX News is where I publish every other month. We publish a magazine on sports pharmacy.
Yes, we're very excited about all of those areas. You really, really are publishing some great awareness. These are the three words on the sports doc we always make a big deal out of: awareness, education, and taking action. Idea, again, of the awareness of all these things we're talking about and the education side, again, things that we're talking about. And the challenge of some of these situations, whether it's the sports parents, whether it's the coaches, or whether it's the athletes themselves at whatever their level happens to be. And the fact that we really have to pay attention to prevention as best we can.
I totally agree with that. I feel like if you can educate them, even understanding that over-the-counters come with risk and their side effects and there's implications for taking, educating them how to properly take them and be aware of some of the effects that they could be having, and then advocating for them if they actually do need rest and being able to have the athlete listen to their body at some point and be like, I need to take a break instead of covering it up and keeping pushing through at some point.
Well, the more talented this young boy or girl is, the more the pressures. Again, the reason I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic, everybody, with capital letters, epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally, because of the pressure to play, to try to play. Maybe if you hurt, like we just mentioned, you know, a 15-year-old with Tommy John surgery, what are we, crazy? Well, with some of these demands, you know, with these kids. And also what you're doing in the world of the sports pharmacy. Like, we have an article coming out, I think, in one of your publications, where we talked about the value of sports podiatry, biomechanics, all of these aspects, again, in the sports pharmacy world, the things we're talking about, where, you know, I have 10-year-olds doing 200 double jumps a week in figure skating. And a lot of times, again, we see this reliance on, Dr. Weil, don't you understand, if she doesn't take two Advil once or twice a day, her ankles are killing her. So we want to be paying attention to sensibility and education. And you guys are right on the same team. So, again, reaching out, including podiatry. What is that publication you guys have?
It's called Sports RX News. And it's a magazine. It's produced every other month, and the next publication will be out in May.
Yes, and we're excited about that. You know, in the world of pain pills and the opioid nightmare that's been around, we talk about it so much with different doctors, experts, psychologists, etc. Again, the pharmacy side of things and the awareness and the control. That has been such a big problem. It seems like everybody's getting more and more educated on how, again, these serious pain medicines are such a big deal. These RX prescriptions.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they're doing a better job. It's gotten tighter. I work in a community pharmacy also, so I've been through the whole opioid crisis as a community pharmacist. The regulations are getting tighter. I don't know if as much education, I think since maybe naloxone, the reversal agent, came out over the counter, it's provided people a little bit more education, but people are still looking for what to do to manage the pain. And oftentimes people are overlooking some of the foundational stuff of like sleep and inflammation and physical therapy and how is your walk affecting your hip? And, you know, some of those, they're overusing NSAIDs. So I think sometimes we're missing some of the foundational education for a lot of the community.
Yes, there's really no doubt about it. And that's why the continual discussion, especially when 80 is the new 60 and 70 is the new 50. You know, I've got my articles coming out again in 2021. I wrote an article for Lower Extremity Review, Jessica, about, I said, pickleball is physical. This is before anybody knew how to spell the word pickleball, you know, and you had people, seniors saying, hey, yeah, I'm going to go play tomorrow. And everybody was getting hurt and all, and relying again, tremendous amount of these over-the-counter and other kinds of pain medicines.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, years ago, doctors, surgeons would prescribe 30, 35 pills post an operation. Now it's like, hey, maybe 6 to 8. So we're learning a lot.
We're learning a lot.
With some of the doctors we've spoken to recently, also the rebound, where people with chronic pain can have trouble getting medicine because the doctors are worried about the regulations. So, again, pharmacists, you're in the middle of all of this revolution, which has got to, you know, let alone performance-enhancing drugs, right? Good luck to you, Jessica.
Right. It's a whole nother world in that area.
Yes, it is. And all of these negative effects and the education necessary for coaches, parents, and athletes, scholarship athletes, college athletes, et cetera, where everybody's looking for an edge as best they can, and we're counting on sports pharmacy for safety.
Yeah, I was going to say, everyone's looking for that little edge to give them. I mean, at this point, we're looking like hundreds of a second, 1 kilo. Like, you're looking at small increments. Can I last for just a little bit longer? And you know, people are starting to look, they're doing strength training younger and younger, and they're looking at nutrition, and now people are starting to look like, okay, there's
all
these.
Are you still lifting?
I am still lifting. Yeah.
Are you still doing the snatch and the clean and jerk?
I am. I competed a few months ago.
Wow, that's just so exciting. So you're still competing. And is that at the pre-Olympic or Olympic level?
Not at the Olympic level. I compete internationally at the masters level, so for people over 35, but it's still very competitive. And so I am older than the Olympic qualifying age.
Yes. I mentioned it before, the late, great Bob Guida, who was a Mr. America, who also was a lifter and counseled so many different athletes. He would always say that of all the different athletic endeavors, sports, positions, he felt that doing the snatch and weightlifting was one of the most elite athletic events. You probably could really give some the speed, the precision, the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky you had your orthotics in, Jessica.
I'm lucky to have my orthotics in.
Give us those websites again, Jess. I knew the time was flat. Give us the place people could find out more about you quickly.
All right. TheAthletePharmacist.com and then SportsRX Network.
Great. Again, Jessica Bielstahl. The world of sports pharmacy. Of course, she's on our roster. We will have her back.
Thank you.
And Jessica, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody.
Okay.
Sports Doc.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Sean Patel, Dr. Sean Patel. He's the CEO of Prep Expert.
The man is a Shark Tank winner with his attention to all these prep work, college, high school graduates. Dr. Sean, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Doctor, how are you? Doing well.
Great. Give us some background on yourself and Prep Expert.
Yeah, so I'm the founder and CEO of Prep Expert. We're an online test preparation company that offers SAT courses, ACT courses, and college admissions consulting. As you mentioned, I went on Shark Tank a few years ago, made a deal with Mark Cuban, who's been an amazing investor, advocate, and partner for the company ever since. But, you know, I raised my own SAT score from average to perfect, and what I'm really proud of is over the past 14 years at Prep Expert, we've helped over 100,000 students improve their SAT and ACT scores, get into top universities, but most importantly, win over $100 million in college scholarships.
Yeah, it's such a key topic. I'll call you Dr. Sean, you can call me Dr. Bob. It's such a key topic for decades on the Sports Doctor. We're huge attention to youth sports. And whether it's social workers or psychologists or psychiatrists and other experts, parenting, coaching that we would have on, involving, again, what it took, the important information needed to apply for, to be involved in the world of scholarships, let alone to get ready for these crazily scary SAT and some of these other tests that were so involved. And I just think it's and no wonder someone like a Mark Cuban would maybe jump on something like this, because it's such an important topic, for instance, to any sports family with their kids who are getting ready to try to be involved in the college world.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of families come to us, parents and students both, who are, you know, looking to get athletic scholarships. Their student is a star athlete in, you know, basketball, football, water polo, whatever it may be, and they just need to achieve that minimum SAT or ACT score to qualify for that athletic scholarship. And oftentimes that athletic scholarship is a full tuition or even half tuition scholarship, which really is life-changing when you think about it, because college tuition costs have skyrocketed. Student debt is near $2 trillion now, so we've got to help these kids reduce or even eliminate their college costs.
Oh, yes, and you talked about also all the scholarships that you've helped students with without sports, millions of dollars. And again, the challenge, you know, we all remember the SAT. These tests, are they as prevalent and as required today, Dr. Sean, as they were, it seems, forever? Has it been turning away from these requirements? What's that world like now?
Great question, Dr. Bob. So there's been a lot of confusion since the pandemic when many colleges went
big
test
time,
optional,
yes.
You know, about whether parents and students should still take these exams. And the answer to your question really is absolutely parents and students should still take the SAT, the ACT, and other college exams. And the reason for that is, one, a lot of universities are bringing back these test requirements. So in the news recently, Harvard, Yale, Dartmouth, Brown, University of Texas at Austin, I heard University of Chicago is very soon going to bring it back. They're all
Have many colleges, Dr. Sean, discontinued it in the recent past?
No, so they didn't discontinue it, but they went optional. So it's, you know, up to the student or the parent
right.
or the family
how many,
to decide on whether
students,
to...
How many students said, I'll vote that I want to take it?
Yeah, and so that's exactly what happened. But
right?
You know, unfortunately, all the research is showing the students who took the exams are getting in at higher rates than students who did not take the exams. So it's really oftentimes 2 to 3%.
See, that's a great
great
stat. That's a very interesting stat. What's the website people find out about your program, Dr. Sean? What's the best way to find out?
Any parents, families, and students listening, if you have a high school student, you can head over to prepexpert.com. You can find all our course schedules for our online SAT courses, ACT courses, as well as college admissions consulting. That's prepexpert.com.
You know, in the world of education, necessity for parents, including coaches, et cetera, in the crazy world of social media, trying to find out the important information, you know, where can my son or daughter apply? What kind of scholarships or assistance is available? I mean, it's become a gigantic topic. You're really an educator.
Yeah, we try to help parents, families, and students navigate the stressful college admissions process because it is stressful. There's a lot of confusion around it, and we try to act as mentors and guides to help people sift through all the noise.
How is the cooperation of the schools themselves in general?
Yeah, so, you know, I think that in terms of what schools are seeing, it's been super interesting. All the research and data now is showing that standardized test scores, removing them actually hurt low-income students the most. So this is counterintuitive to what a lot of people thought. But, you know, it kind of makes sense, Dr. Bob, because if you get rid of test scores, what are you going to value more? You're going to value extracurricular activities, and who can afford the most expensive summer programs to start nonprofit organizations and, you know, expensive extracurriculars. It's typically going to be wealthier families. So they actually found standardized testing is leveling the playing field more than they actually initially had thought.
You know, when I've had social workers on, Natalie Graves is a great example. The gal out of Chicago works with inner city families, sports families. Again, in the middle of exactly what you're talking about, besides the sports, the coaching, the teams, all of these areas, also involved in the areas of the trying to be prepared for some of these tests and how much emphasis there would be that sometimes people didn't realize the how many families really needed. Like you said, there's plenty of confusion out there trying to find out what's the best area that I could know what I need to do for my son or daughter.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate reality, right, is because students are so busy with their high school courses, their sports, their coaching, etc., that test prep often falls by the wayside. And then a lot of times you'll have star athletes that, you know, could have got an athletic scholarship or they could have gone to a certain university, but they just didn't have the test score. So it's something that families should really take seriously. And, you know, they can find more resources on my website, prepexpert.com.
So how was the experience with the incredible Shark Tank show?
Oh, amazing. Yeah, appearing on Shark Tank is a dream come true. I was on there in 2016, pitched my company, Prep Expert, for an investment deal. I got rejected by every shark except for Mark Cuban, who ended up investing in the company for $250,000 for 20% equity. And he's been an amazing investor, advocate, and partner for the company ever since.
Yeah, what a multifaceted guy this Mark Cuban is in so many areas. When I'm thinking about him, I'm seeing him in his T-shirt running up and down on the sidelines with the Mavericks and with his ownership with the basketball teams and whatever. And one of his new ventures really excited me. Is his attention to trying to reduce the price of prescription drugs. And this particular group, the name escapes me, of his attention.
Cost-plus drugs, yeah.
Yes, this whole world of, it's so expensive, and I really commend him for doing something about it. He's got the star power to really do something about it, whether we're talking about Medicare or the whole world. It's funny when I'm mentioning this because my first guest was a sports pharmacist today, Jessica Biel.
What a great mission, right? Lowering prescription drug costs.
Yes.
Because it's been such an unfortunate reality. My dad's a pharmacist. I know you're a doctor. I'm a doctor. We, as healthcare providers, really know the reality of this for patients and the negative impact. So I love that, you know, my business partner, Mark Cuban, is using his influence and his capital to really do something about it, like you said.
Oh, the tremendous attention he could bring to scenarios. Hey, Mark, the sports doctor.
You know? Absolutely.
Were you a dermatologist?
Yeah, so I do dermatology. I still practice. I do teledermatology primarily so that I can run my company, Prep Expert, as the CEO and have the flexibility to do so. But, you know, I struggle with, you know, when I have to sometimes prescribe certain medications, whether it's topical ointments or oral antibiotics and things like that. And, you know, we have to go through this long process of prior authorizations and things not getting covered. And, you know, these medications being outrageous amounts for my patients, and it's horrible.
Yeah. Well, of course, in the world of podiatry, where we have dermatology, is always a big deal, whether it's fungal conditions and nail conditions. So many times there's a commonality in both of our professions medically dealing with patients where we've got that whole world. And it's interesting how the world of telemedicine has become such a big deal. I don't know if any of us knew how to spell telemedicine before the pandemic.
Yeah, you know,
what do you think?
I was in dermatology residency during the pandemic, and that's when, you know, for 6 months we went fully remote and online, and I was like, well, this is great. I can, you know, diagnose and treat my patients, 80% of them just online, because dermatology is very visual, and then 20% I do have to refer, obviously, for an in-person biopsy. But it works really well, and the patients really like it, too. They don't have to go make the trip, pay for parking at a clinic, et cetera. So, yeah, it's worked out really well.
How have you found the age groups? Again, when you're talking about Prep Expert, how early do you want the parents to be paying attention to the important information that you guys provide, just in general?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know that a lot of parents are told by college counselors, don't worry about test prep until spring of junior year. The problem with that advice is the PSAT, the preliminary SAT, which also helps you qualify for national merit scholarships, happens in fall of junior year, so fall of 11th grade. So I wouldn't wait until spring of 11th grade. I would get started actually in 9th grade or 10th grade. So if you have a younger student, please reach out to us at prepexpert.com. We'd be happy to help them get ready for that PSAT, the preliminary test, help them get those national merit scholarships and more.
Well, again, you know, it's a big deal to know that, again, with preparation and training, with this type of information, your son or daughter's got a real chance at financial assistance. Doesn't have to be sports, even though the sports is a huge side of with the world of scholarships, et cetera. But these financial grants, a lot of them, you have a much better chance if you score well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's much like sports, right? To do well in sports, you got to do preparation and training, and you'll get rewarded for it. And same thing with these tests. If you do a little bit of preparation and training, you'll get rewarded for it with big scholarship dollars and, you know, great college acceptances, which is really the benefit.
Yeah, I think it's an important point you bring out when you're talking about, like, a freshman, a sophomore already. You want families to be paying attention to what you're talking about and being educated involving how to be able to be better prepared. Again, when you talk about the pressure of these tests and this preparation, I would always ask, you know, experts like yourself, how your sports psychology skills are, Dr. Sean.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of the skills translate, right, in terms of hard work.
Look, it's a mental pressure. You have mental pressure to take a test like it is to try out for the team.
Yeah. Performance anxiety, test anxiety, absolutely. It's one and the same. It's like, you're trying. It's just the academic sport, basically.
Do you pay attention to that with Prep Expert?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We teach students how to reduce their test anxiety, how to manage their time more effectively, how to study effectively. It's just like coaching or training for a sport.
Right. Going to talk more about it. We're going to be right back with Prep Expert CEO, Shark Tank winner, Dr. Sean Patel. It's a sports doc. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. factual, evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention, I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor Is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We are talking college prep, testing, information prep with Dr. Sean Patel. He is the CEO of Prep Expert and is a Shark Tank winner. A Prep Expert got him involved with Mark Cuban. Dr. Sean, give us some of the bullet points that Prep Expert pays attention to, some of the subject matter. Talk about that a little.
Yeah, so really what you're going to learn at Prep Expert is, of course, you're going to learn how to ace these exams, the SAT and the ACT, the general subjects, which are math, reading, writing, science on these exams. But what I think is more important that we teach students are general life preparation techniques. So I like to say from test prep to life prep. So we teach you about time management, self-control, delayed gratification, the Pomodoro technique, how to study effectively. I think those are so important because students always come out of our courses and our training programs and say, I didn't just learn about the SAT and the ACT. I learned about how to, you know, manage my time, how to study more effectively in my other classes, and get inspired, really.
It's a great analogy to the talking youth sports with all the experts I have on who talk the same exact way. They're talking about sports like you're talking about these preparations, the importance of life lessons and how that fits in. If somebody's son or daughter, you're talking, how long are the courses? What kind of time frame are you talking about? How often a week? What kind of time frame?
Yeah, so most of our courses are structured in either 6-week or 8-week formats in which students meet with an instructor twice a week for instruction and then take a practice exam on the weekends. And we find that the 6 to 8 week format has worked super well over the years to improve student scores on average on the SAT by 200 points and on the ACT by 4 points, and really get massive improvements for students in their scores, which ultimately changes their college and their scholarship opportunities.
Well, you talking about the fact that, you know, you were no super special student, evidently, initially, or as a young man, all of a sudden, you know, with your testing, and you went from wherever you were to perfect. And what were you paying attention to in your own life that gave you this inspiration to be involved with Prep Expert?
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, a lot of people think I'm a genius standardized test taker. That's totally not true. I was only scored average the first time.
Right, you trained for it.
Yeah, I trained and prepped for it, and that's really why I started Prep Expert, because I wanted to help train other students. And, you know, to answer your question in terms of why I got inspired is I wanted to get into competitive medical combined programs, and they all had high average SAT scores. So what I always tell students is find your why. No one wants a high score just to have a high score. Do you want a college scholarship? Do you want an athletic scholarship? Do you want to go to a certain university? Because that inspiration, that self-motivation will be a lot more effective than external motivation from your parents wanting you to do well. That doesn't work as well as self-motivation.
I think, again, the attention to what you're talking about, Dr. Sean, this side of it, the mental side,
Like, I talk all the time about the reason I co-authored the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic, with capital letters, of youth sports overuse injuries, physically and mentally. These pressures and the training systems going into so many of these points, but paying attention to the testing side and the scholarly side with the same enthusiasm, you know, allowing a young boy or girl to get excited about training to get better test scores with all these goals in mind, as if they were thinking the same way for their particular sports scholarship, I think is a great angle. No wonder you won Shark Tank.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, that's what we try to do, is make it fun, engaging, inspiring, develop goals. Like you said, it's easier for students to get excited about sports, but we try to do the same thing for tests. And it's fun.
That's
it's funny because when we read the
when
we read the reviews, a lot of students are like, "This was actually fun. I didn't expect that."
Yes. Well, I think the analogy is a very, very good one. It's a very positive one. Again, for whether we're talking families and parents, and you're in the middle of all of that, or the relationship with coaches or potential schools that they might be interested in finding out more about. You know, again, it's such a highly competitive, crazy world. And this has all been multiplied times 100 by the pandemic on the left and social media on the right. Don't you think, Dr. Sean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know,
or is it times a thousand? Really?
Yeah, maybe times a thousand, because I think the part that makes it really hard for students now is all of the social media distractions, right? It's easier to go on TikTok or Instagram than it is to practice for the SAT or practice sports or whatever it may be do. So you got to reduce the distraction. It's actually one of the strategies in my course: turn off the technology. And sit down and focus. And if you can do that, you'll be 10 times ahead of the next person.
That's the exact same recommendation that the sports psychologist might be telling the young superstar figure skater. You know, can you practice mindfulness? Can you be in the present? And can you turn off some of the social media, the demand? It's funny, you know, as doctors, when you were a doctor, you always had to be accessible. You needed a pager. I carried around a clunk phone 100 years ago in the car. And now everybody's accessible. So, again, the precious times 100. But I think the emphasis you have, which is the importance of these tests and trying to be prepared, all adults can remember what that was like. And I think the challenge makes a lot of sense. So it's great to be a part of the team that helps get the awareness out into the public, because I think the challenge is important as it ever was, the whole mental health side.
Yeah, no, and you're totally right. A lot of adults do remember the SAT and the ACT, and I'm sure people, their hands get sweaty and they get nervous, but that's what I'm here for, a prep expert, and our team is here for, is to help you navigate that stressful process for your child, make it easier, provide the coaching necessary, get you the results you want. So, you know, if parents and students are interested, definitely check us out at prepexpert.com.
Okay, prepexpert.com, Dr. Sean Patel. I want to thank you so much for joining us. And again, give me quickly again the site, Sean.
Yeah, so the site is prep, P-R-E-P, expert, E-X-P-E-R-T.com, singular, not plural. I can't wait to work with so many families. I am sure we will get you the results you want, not only with your test scores, but with your college admission.
All right, hey, great. Thanks so much. Sean, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle Socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. Walk on and walk easy with Hurdle Socks. Go to hurdleapparel.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, we are back with the Sports Doctor is in segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We get a little Dr. Bob wisdom mixed in, and we answer our weekly baseball blue book, as well as maybe a email or two. Great guests coming up next couple of weeks. A colleague of mine in the world of chiropractic medicine, Dr. Eric Williams, returns. We're going to look forward to his feedback. My old fraternity brother, who is a functional medical ozone expert, podiatrist, Dr. Howard Robbins, will be joining me. It's going to be great. Lectures internationally on the whole world of ozone. Following week, we're going to talk the world of autism with Masters Mara McLaughlin out there in Oregon. And then from New York, the United States Athletic Group physical therapist Gary Guarimo will be joining me with some sports medicine all those years. Dealing with a great athlete. You know, my Dr. Bob wisdom is a simple one, but still today we need to stress it. Don't have you or your kids playing multiple direction sports in running shoes. Running shoes are made for one foot in front of the other activity. Once you start playing pickleball, moving side to side, playing basketball, even running the bases, you don't have side-to-side lateral support. You want a shoe that's designed for that particular sport, or a cross trainer, which is designed for all media lateral control. All major brands make that particular shoe. So no running shoes. I tell a lot of my patients and friends who are interested in pickleball, you know, you need to be in a court shoe, no running shoes. You know, baseball blue book, we had a question involving how good athletes are baseball players. And it's one of a very famous group of sports performance specialists who took part in a few Sports Doctors radio shows. And one of the points we talked about was this very question. And their answer was some of the best athletes all of them worked with from professional on down played baseball. And at first, because we would have a contest every year, which would include, you know, which sports require the best athletes. And, you know, we hear a lot of basketball. We would hear soccer. We would hear tennis, all that running and jumping, water polo, football. It wasn't as much baseball. And it was semi-surprising, but all the different start and stop movements, multi-directional demands, stability, balance, baseball requires quite the athlete. So any of you baseball players out there, families with baseball players, again, off-sport conditioning, major, major importance, strengthening those feet and ankles, working balance. Stacy says, I'm 55 years old. Why so many pickleball injuries? You know, in 2021, I wrote an article for Lower Extremity Review, Stacy. It was really, the title was Pickleball is Physical. But by then, no one knew how to spell pickleball in 2021. It was just beginning to become the explosive, the fastest growing sport in the country. But it's physical. It's moving in different directions. It's like tennis or racquetball. So people who are not in condition, not that you have to be a great athlete, but your body's got to be ready to do those types of movements. And this is why you want to talk to your physical therapist or sports doc about strengthening. And I go back again to, at the very least, include strengthening your feet and ankles, make sure you're in the right shoes, and work on balance in order to get ready to play a sport like pickleball. Jeff says, my son is 12 years old. He's been plagued with ingrown toenails. Please discuss permanent correction. Permanent correction, we call it a PNA, a phenol alcohol procedure. It's been around for decades and decades. And is very successful in getting rid of the ingrown toenail, commonly on the big toes, once and for all. The toe is numbed up. Just the ingrown edge is removed, and the growth plate is behind the cuticle. And that's what's either cauterized with a chemical or removed, so that edge of the toenail doesn't grow back. Toenail returns to normalcy. It's a local procedure. Someone might be in a Band-Aid in a couple days. They might miss a couple of weeks with sports, but then you can permanently to remove the edge and not deal with the growth center, Jeff, is not a permanent correction. Now, we might do that if it's a new problem. You know, the edge never bothered her before. So again, we can smooth it out, clip it out. Don't do it yourself, see podiatry, and maybe get away with it. If it's something like you're mentioning, you know, it's been a consistent problem, then permanent correction is very, very successful, not a big deal, done in the office. Perry said, I have Mike, what about kids in cleats? You know, Perry, it's a question we answer a lot, especially with heel problems in kids. There's a major growth center in the heel. There were growth centers in all the metatarsal at the beginnings of the toes. And these areas are susceptible to stress. And cleats, especially soccer cleats, where we see 6, 7, 8-year-olds already in soccer shoes having a great time, but they're in those cleats, which, and there's a grouping of cleats right under the heel. So I tell parents all the time, especially if your son or daughter is having heel concerns or has had heel concerns, that you want to go into a multi-nub shoe, something that doesn't have a group of cleats right under that heel. For years, when the heel was a consistent problem with these kids, orthotics would be a magical solution, especially if the foot motion itself, like excessive pronation or an excessive high arch, might add to the growth center irritation. Bingo, out of time. Thanks to our friends at BBS. See everybody next week. Thanks, Sports Doctor.